أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأت بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين. In the previous ayat, we learned of the moment when Yusuf alayhi salam had revealed his true identity to his brothers. We spoke of a letter that Yaqub alayhi salam, the father of Yusuf, the letter which he sent with the brothers on this third occasion, wherein he made an appeal to Yusuf alayhi salam to release his son Binyamin and to act generously towards them. And he spoke of the sufferings that they were experiencing. And he also spoke of the fact that Binyamin was a son of a Nabi, and the son of a Nabi can never commit theft. In that letter, Yaqub alayhi salam also spoke of the illness that he had suffered because of the excessive weeping and crying, the loss of sight. He mentioned it in that letter. And when Yusuf alayhi salam read this, he then became emotional and he disclosed his identity to the brothers, and he then forgave them, and he says he will not rebuke them, he shall not reproach them or hold anything against them for what they had done. And then he gave them an instruction. He says, go back. اذهبوا بقميصي هذا. Take this shirt of mine. It was a special shirt, and he handed it over to them. فألقوه على وجه أبي. Go to my father and throw this shirt. Place this shirt of mine over his face. يأتي بصيرا. He will return into a sighted man. He will become one whose sight will be fully restored. وَأْتُونِي بِأَهْدِكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And then all of you come to me with all your families. All of you, whoever is in Canaan, bring all your families and all of you come and settle in Egypt. The brothers leave, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, وَلَمَّا فَصَّلَتِ الْعِيرِ. And when the caravan, that is the caravan of the brothers, when it set forth, when it left Egypt, Egypt was at a distance of 8 days travel from Canaan. 8 days. And the moment it departed from Egypt, in Canaan, Yaqub alayhi salam tells his family members, whoever he was seated with, he tells them, قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفْ. He tells them that I can detect the scent of Yusuf. I can detect the scent of Yusuf. I can get his smell. لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ. If you all do not consider me to be senile, you probably tell me I'm being senile, or because of old age, I'm speaking like this. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ. Those who were with him, when they heard him saying this, they said, by Allah, إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. You are still in your old fallacy. You are still going on about the same thing. Yusuf, Yusuf, Yusuf is gone, and he's done with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرِ. And when the one who was carrying the good news, when he came before Yaqub, أَلْقَاهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ. He took that shirt, as Yusuf alayhi salam had instructed. He took that upper garment, and he cast it, and he placed it over the face of Yaqub. فَرْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. He became one who could see, whose sight was fully restored. He turned into one who was fully sighted. Now, there are a few things that the Mufassirin explain over here. Firstly, what was the significance of this qamis? This qamis was no ordinary qamis. It was a special qamis. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the great-grandfather of Yusuf, he was cast into a fire by Namrud. And before Namrud cast him into the fire, he removed his clothes and he launched Ibrahim alayhi salam into the huge fire. When Ibrahim alayhi salam landed into the fire, we know what happened. Allah instructed the fire, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salamin ala Ibrahim. O fire, become cool and become peaceful upon Ibrahim. At that point, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam with a shirt, with a qamis from paradise, from Jannah. And he came down with that qamis and he put it over the naked body of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He clothed him with it. Ibrahim alayhi salam kept that qamis with him, that upper garment. It remained with him until he passed away. It was passed down to his son Ishaq. Ishaq alayhi salam. Ishaq alayhi salam kept that qamis with him and he passed it down to his son Yaqub. Yaqub alayhi salam, when he received this qamis from his father Ishaq, what he did was he took it in order to preserve it. He placed it into a tube and he had it sealed up and he hung it around the neck of Yusuf alayhi salam to protect him from the evil eye or the evil glance. Like today, sometimes you have the ta'weed that people wear in order for protection. A means of protection, not the source of protection. The source of protection is Allah. But that is a means of protection. So it remained around the neck of Yusuf alayhi salam until the time came when his brothers threw him down into the well, into the pit. We know they removed his shirt because they took his shirt and they dyed it and soaked it in blood. And that was the evidence that they produced to their father to support their claim that he was eaten by a wolf. So when they threw him into the well, he was topless. And Jibreel alayhi salam, we learned of Jibreel coming down at that time and offering him support. Jibreel alayhi salam removed that tube, he opened it up, he took out that upper garment and he put it on for Yusuf alayhi salam. That was the garment that Yusuf alayhi salam had now asked one of the brothers to take and cast it, place it over the face of his father. It had some divine power. This was a miracle of Yusuf alayhi salam. And that is why also Yaqub alayhi salam, the moment they left Egypt, he says, I get the scent. I get the scent of Yusuf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the wind to blow over that shirt and carry the scent and the odor of Jannah to Yaqub alayhi salam. And that is the scent that he had detected at that time. And he knew that this shirt, this scent comes from that shirt which is with Yusuf. Allah speaks of a Bashir. When they arrived in Canaan, Allah says the carrier of good news, he took the shirt, he took the upper garment, and he placed it over the face of Yaqub. Who was the carrier of good news? It was the big son Yehuda. Yehuda, the big son, he told the brothers, let me be the one who will carry this shirt and place it over my father's face, because I was the same one who produced the blood-stained shirt. On the first occasion, when I produced that shirt to my father, which had all the blood on it, it was a source of sorrow, grief, and heartache for my father. Now let me take a shirt that will be a source of joy and happiness for him. So he was the Bashir. When this happened, and Yaqub alayhi salam experienced this miracle, and he turned into a fully sighted person, all he said to them, Alam aqul lakum, did I not say to you, you all considered me to be senile, and you considered me to be a madman, and you thought I was speaking things that were just a figment of my imagination. He says, Alam aqul lakum, did I not say to you, Inni a'lam min Allah, I know from Allah that which you do not know. Qalu, now they confessed, the brothers, and they pleaded with their father, Ya Abana, O our father, Istaghfir lana dhunubana, seek forgiveness, that Allah forgives our sins. Inna kunna khati'een, certainly we were wrong, we were in error, we committed a sin. Qala sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. Yaqub alayhi salam did not immediately seek forgiveness for them. What did he say to them? I will, sawfa. Sawfa denotes delayed future, not immediate future. Not right now, but after some time. Sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. Why did he use this expression? Why did not seek forgiveness for them right now? Or why not in the near future? He says, sawfa, after some time. Mufassirin explained, Yaqub alayhi salam wanted to seek forgiveness for them at the time of tahajjud. At the time of tahajjud. Because he knew at that time, du'as are readily answered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ayyud du'ai asma' O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which du'a is most attentively heard by Allah and readily answered by Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jawful laylil akhir, the du'a that's made in the last part of the night. Innahu huwa al-ghafoorul raheem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly, indeed, Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah.